morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Otele City Express third quarter 2015 earnings conference call. All lines have been muted to prevent any background noise. Please note that this call is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I will now turn the call over to Jane Searle of MBS Value Partners. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. Hotel City Express third quarter 2015 operating and financial results were released yesterday after the market closed. A copy of the earnings release can be found on the company's website at www.cityexpress.com. During this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements, and we ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly report for guidance on this matter. Joining us from Mexico City are Mr. Luis Barrios, CEO of Hotel City Express, Mr. Roberto Palacios, CFO, and Mr. Abelardo Loscos, Corporate Finance and Investor Relations Director. Mr. Barrios will begin with some opening remarks, after which Mr. Palacios will present a summary of the company's financial results, and then we will open the call for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Barrios.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss City Express third quarter 2015 results. Continuing a strong trend over the year, Hotel City registered robust performance in key operating and financial metrics on a chain-wide basis during the third quarter. These results are underpinned by demand for lodging services across several economic sectors and geographic regions in Mexico. Especially, the automotive industry and the aerospace in the Bajío region and the maquila export activity in the border towns continue to outperform. We're also particularly pleased with the overall performance of our business in larger metropolitan markets such as Mexico City, Guadalajara, Monterrey, where we have focused on developing new hotels. In contrast, demand is subdued in markets overly exposed to Pemex and all related activities. Our established hotels recorded the strongest performance across key metrics since 2008, with average occupancy and ADR of 68.7% and 755 pesos, respectively. This resulted in a RevPAR of 15,519 pesos. This robust performance supported chain-wide occupancy, ADR, and RevPAR of 64%, 765 pesos of ADR, and 490 pesos of RevPAR. Established hotels were a standout once again this quarter, the RevPAR growth of 12.5% supported by strong occupancy-driven market penetration and solid ADRs. For the third quarter, total consolidated revenues reached 449 million pesos, an increase of 21.8% compared to the same quarter the previous year. Adjusted EBITDA rose to 158 million pesos, with a margin of 35.2%, while net profit rose 26.4% to 57 million pesos. We continue to deliver solid operating financial performance within a fast growth profile. With respect to our new hotel developments, during the third quarter, we opened two hotels, City Express Tuxpan and City Express Plus Guadalajara Palomar, reaching 100 hotels in operation, a significant milestone for our company. We expect the bulk of our hotels, 2015 openings, to occur in the final quarter, and development plans are progressing well and within budget. Our focus on new development is cost discipline, and we expect that any delays will have no material impact on installed room nights estimated for 2015. We plan to have around 110 hotels open by the end of the year and a total of 118 hotels by the end of the second quarter of 2016. Our growth plans may also include selective and opportunistic acquisition of hotels under managed and franchise contracts. For example, during the year, we have acquired two hotels that were franchised: City Express Querétaro with 45 rooms and enough land to enable us to double the hotel capacity in the coming year, and the City Express Santillo Sur with 107 rooms. We continue to analyze similar opportunities as long as they represent accretive transactions for our company. Internationally, our expansion is focused in Colombia and Chile, with under the two hotels under construction in Bogota, one in the city of Medellin, and one hotel in Santiago de Chile. We expect all these openings to occur in 2016 and Medellin in 2017. One of our properties during the year has been increased on brand awareness, marketing, and distribution capabilities. This effort is critical to our overreaching strategy growth plan. For example, we recorded positive results from both our campaign to celebrate 100 hotels in operation and our campaign named Conquista Mexico during the summer to promote various destinations. In addition, we have implemented several initiatives through marketing, digital marketing, our loyalty guest program, and electronic commerce channels. Hotel City is scaling up the digital strategy to better meet consumer needs and market trends. In that respect, we are scheduled to launch a revised version of our mobile application this month. The company is focused on its digital platform and e-commerce capabilities to ensure ease of use as improvements to our proprietary distribution channels that will help drive booking volumes upwards. At the same time, we maintain a healthy relationship with third-party booking sources to ensure a strong multi-channel strategy. A few final remarks. As we approach the last 3 months of 2015, we see a healthy environment in the travel and lodging industry in Mexico. To date, both the domestic and international travel markets are registering record figures across nearly all indicators. Hotel occupancy, airline passengers, and airport figures, among others. We expect the Mexican economy to move forward at a moderate pace toward the end of this year during 2016. However, our development plans remain intact. New rooms are being adequately absorbed by the market, and there is a healthy demand for our offering. We expect to have approximately 12,300 rooms by year end, an increase of 14% over 2014. Our land site inventory by the end of 2015 will be sufficient to execute our plan for 2016. We are confident about the ongoing progress of the company and excited about the many opportunities ahead of us. Now, I will turn the call to Roberto, who will go in more detail about our financial performance.
Thank you, Luis. Hello, everyone. Comments are based on our third quarter results, which were prepared under IFRS. In addition to the strong performance of our established hotels, new units are benefiting from the growing recognition of our brand, adequate site selection, and strong marketing capabilities. This group of properties continue to reach their expected occupancy levels at a solid pace, enabling ongoing growth in chain-wide occupancy to 64%, up from 61.6% in the prior corresponding quarter. Occupied room nights rose nearly 19% to more than 664,000, while ADR for the period was 3.8% higher, 765 pesos. As a result, RevPAR rose 7.7%, 490 pesos on a chain-wide basis. Revenues for the quarter nearly 22% higher to reach 449 million pesos, driven by an increase of 14.4% in the number of installed room nights, as well as an 18.8% increase in the number of occupied room nights across the entire chain. Costs and expenses for our hotel operations were nearly 361 million pesos, reflecting the addition of installed room nights. SG&A 17.4% higher to 67 million pesos and is directly related to the increase in hotel operating activities. As a percentage of revenue, SG&A margin decreased by 55 basis points as we continue to leverage our revenue expansion. In the quarter, Telesite Express posted a 12.4% increase in operating profit, 85.3 million pesos. Operating margin dropped 158 basis points to 19%, reflecting higher depreciation and amortization from the increased asset base placed into operation, as well as expenses related to the opening of new hotels. Adjusted EBITDA was nearly 21% higher, 158.2 million pesos, with adjusted EBITDA margin of 35.2%. Our financial expenses of 16.2 million pesos for the period were 15.5% lower compared to last year, primarily as a result of higher interest revenues, foreign exchange gain of 0.8 million pesos as compared to a loss of 4.2 million pesos in the prior year's quarter. Income rose more than 26% to 57.3 million pesos. Our solid operating results and lower financial expense supported a 47 basis points rise in net income margin, 12.8% for the quarter. At the end of this third year's quarter, we had 2.6 billion pesos in cash and equivalents on our balance sheet. This compares to 3.2 billion pesos at the end of 2014, as we invest for future growth. Financial debt of approximately 1.9 billion pesos grew marginally compared to the end of 2014. Net debt at the end of September 2015 was negative at 691 million pesos. Overall, we remain strongly positioned for growth, underpinned by a solid financial position and investment discipline. Thank you for your attention. Operator, you can start the Q&A, please. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The first question comes from Alan Macias of Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the call. Just two questions. The first one on the financing of new hotel developments. Can you remind us what your loan-to-cost percentage is? And going forward, will this change given you still have a strong cash level of 2.6 billion pesos? And the second question is, any concerns on economic activity, such as federal government budget cut or low oil prices? I guess you already mentioned that you haven't changed your development pipeline schedule for 2016. And if you can remind us how many hotels you expect to open next year. Thank you.
Len, thank you for your questions. With respect to the first part, with respect to financing, we continue to finance our new hotels at a 45% loan-to-cost. What we have been doing more recently is financing that 45% loan-to-cost once those hotels have been refinished and have gone through an initial ramp-up. But we have not changed our premise of financing our properties at a 45% loan-to-cost individually. With respect to your concerns over the economy, I think the economy is progressing moderately. There is more volatility in terms of the exchange rate, and there is concerns with respect to budget cuts and the impact of oil. We are focusing primarily in markets where we detect there is strong demand for our product, primarily manufacturing region, making sure that we have good penetration in those markets. Also, in Mexico City, Guadalajara and Monterrey, which are the larger metropolitan areas, extending that to other very large mid-sized cities in Mexico. So overall, we still think there is strong demand for our product. We continue to see opportunity to continue penetration, especially with respect to the mom and pops that are still out there in the market. With respect to our plans for growth next year, we will provide the full visibility of the pipeline for 2016, our first report next year. That will come along. We expect to invest similar amounts than we have in the last few years, approximately 1.2 billion pesos. And the number of units of hotels would be similar to what we have done recently.
This is Luis. We have 8 hotels under construction for next year. At the end of the year, we should have approximately 16 properties under construction, should open in 2016. So most of the pipeline for the growth next year, it's already secured. And we expect a more even development plan execution next year.
Thank you. And those 16 hotels that you expect for next year, I guess 5 are international?
Two international, almost 3, the 2 Bogota and the 1 in Santiago de Chile.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Marimar Torreblanca of UBS. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, guys. Thanks for the call and congratulations on the quarter. I have a couple of questions. The first one is, you could give us some more color on why you had a sequential increase in your interest expense this quarter. And the second one is, when you talk about acquisitions and opportunistic acquisitions, how do you value these hotels? Do you look at cap rates? Do you look at a set price per room? Or how do you know it's going to be accretive for the overall portfolio given your very low construction costs? And that's it.
Roberto will answer the one on the interest expense. I'll take over the way we value. The way we value acquisition is on a cash-on-cash basis and see whether the returns that we can achieve in those acquisitions is reasonable. And we sometimes these are properties that, but when they are City Express in operation, it's an easier task. But the thing is, when you go and acquire existing properties which are remodeling, is the ones that require more a detailed analysis. But most of the times what we do is we do a cost valuation of what is the cost of paying the existing asset plus the remodeling expenses in order to put it up to standards. And based on that, we see whether there is enough market rate and occupancy. And then we apply different rates of return according to the properties we're buying, depending on the location. When you go to downtown centers, difficult areas to generate, to find a piece of land that you can build from scratch, definitely we consider different returns, but most of them are in the ballpark of the returns we're looking for a brand new property. So the way we do it is really cost, the remodeling, and then evaluating whether the market is deep enough with attractive rates of return, and definitely based on a market analysis of occupancy and rates. So the exercise is very similar to a newly built. The difference is that sometimes the cost you're paying includes some construction already in. It's a matter of being keen and detailed as in determining what is the approximate cost to finish the property and leave it up to standards.
With respect to the sequential increase in interest expense, it's primarily driven because we've paid a few new debt commissions We normally refinance some properties, even though they have a lower interest expense base, because we're contracting new debt, generally have to pay certain commissions in order to get those new facilities to develop. So that has been the case the last few quarters. Our accrued basis on a nine-month cycle, and that the interest expense is very similar to the one that we had last year, and we expect that sort of to converge as we close the year.
Understood. Thank you, guys.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one. The next question comes from Marco Montanes of Vector. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen, and congratulations on the results. And thank you for taking my question. A follow-up for the first question of the call, if I may. Regarding your footprint in Mexico and the relationship with the economy in that region, in your perspective, which activities will be drivers for the occupancy rates and which sectors could be underperforming for the next year? Thank you.
Marco, hello. With respect to activities, we continue to think specifically the automotive aerospace sector will continue to drive part of the larger manufacturing activity in Mexico. Also, we find that the Maquila corridor in the north continues to perform well. That's something that we think will continue to be strong. And we continue to see strong local demand, consumer demand, in for services in Mexico. So those would be three specific areas of business where we continue to see strength. With respect to areas where we think will still be weak for next year, will be the oil corridor still. We do not expect a strong backup from this low year still yet. But eventually, with the investments that are coming, we will hopefully see recuperation of the market in the medium term.
Okay, Roberto, thank you so much. We have another question now from Hector. Thank you.
Hello, and thank you very much for your time. We would like to know if you could give us a little bit more of detail related to the reduction of administrative and sales expenses as a percentage of revenues. Have we noticed these expenses decreased by 50 basis points year over year?
The reduction is in terms of being able to leverage more revenue base. That is the operating leverage that we have once hotels reach certain levels of occupancy. When we see the group of established hotels reach the occupancy levels above the 64% and even below that, we see what we call industry flow through. That is incremental revenue to the bottom line. As we leverage more our operating activities.
It's not that we're reducing the budget and the expenses. It's just that you have the inventory base already in place and you just are utilizing it more to generate revenue. I would say that probably 80% of that additional revenue flows directly to the bottom line.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one. The next question comes from Pablo Duarte of Actinver. Please go ahead.
I have a question regarding occupancy at established properties. Do you think these record high levels should continue in the near term? And is this changing your longer term expectations of 64.5%? Thank you.
Thank you, Pablo. I think that it's an interesting question, has a lot of answers. Easy one is to say that we will keep on growing that percentage as in the coming years. It's a matter of increasing demand. Now, the thing is definitely when we said 64%, or you mentioned 64%, as I imagine it's a portfolio average. The thing is, remember that we keep on expanding, and there are many hotels under construction that then, while in the ramp-up stages, they drag down the average of the chain. And so speaking about only about established, I would say that according to my numbers, and on an individual basis, you might find that probably many of them become established or are stabilized at 70% or above. Now, the thing is, it's a portfolio approach, and unfortunately, not all the properties are in the same sync channel, all to be up or all to be down. Fortunately, it's a mix, even though they are established. But I foresee, we have always foreseen and forecasted a higher amount than 68, more closer to 60, I mean to 64, more closer to 67-68% as something that could be achieved. So in the long run, a decent portfolio in a decent economy should bring out those percentages. Now remember that even though they are established, there are cycles in different cities and mishaps and also upside risk in some of them because of new construction, new investment in plant and equipment. Certain areas are benefited more in consumption and domestic spending. So the portfolio, even though established, still is a portfolio and a mixture of hotels in different markets. If you use something closer to 67, it would be on the right track, 67, 68. That would be something that we would like to achieve, and we've seen it in our previous slides.
Okay, thank you, Liz. Very helpful. Thank you, guys.
As a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one. The next question comes from Fernando Cora of HDI Capital. Please go ahead.
Luis Roberto, good morning. Congratulations on the report. I mean, my question is if you could provide more color on why didn't we see more operating leverage during the quarter?
I think we saw good operating leverage in connection to the amount of growth that we have built into the company in the last 3 months in order to actually prepare for the growth that is coming as we close the year. Normally, we anticipate some of the expenses that we will incur, including team and some marketing expenses and other hotel opening-related expenses in the operating company prior to seeing so many openings at the end of the year. So we have sort of been building that additional expense into the company to prepare for that. However, we are pleased with the results that we see because they take into consideration this additional expense associated to growth that is coming very shortly.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one. There are no further questions at this time. This concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to turn the conference back over to management for any closing remarks.
Thank you very much for being here on the call with us today. We look forward to seeing you shortly as we continue to visit investors and participate in conference. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.